Next is a progress note on Kathleen Taylor, T A Y L O R, Kathleen, K A T H L E E N. Place was Bentley number one. Date was October the 17th, 2022. New paragraph is Taylor was seen regarding confusion, dementia, history of stroke due to ruptured aneurysm. And hypertension, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Taylor has been very depressed of late and is doing a bit better, period. It seems to be better since the addition of bupropion 75 milligrams twice a day in addition to the sertraline, which he takes at 100 milligrams daily, period. The hypertension is currently stable, period. She's on lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and she denies any chest pain, period. New paragraph. She recently has been having more headaches, and thus on October 13th, a CT of the head was done because she had many and severe headaches, period. It showed volume loss and evidence of small vessel disease and evidence of a aneurysm coiling, period. She has had a stroke due to the ruptured aneurysm, but this was about 26 years ago, period. It seemed okay, but after there's a period of time she went on drugs, period. She had a caregiver because of confusion. She's not well-oriented. And she says the caregiver took advantage of her and also treated her badly, period. He's been here at this assisted living home for about a year now, period. The paragraph speaks about sudden bursts of crying frequently, off and on, 2 to 3 times a week, period. This has been going on since, period. Headache seems better today, period. She also then rizatriptan, which is Maxalt, which is added by the neurologist for migraine, period. The paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaint, saying that eye, she is blind in one eye and has decreased vision, but she is able to see enough to walk, and she walks with her walker. She has cataracts and plans for surgery in about a month. New paragraph. ENT, no earaches or throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation, GI, occasional abdominal pain, none now, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal. She had pain in her left wrist since the fall this morning, period. She fell while getting out of bed and was a bit confused about the details, period. New paragraph endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and she does not have diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph skin or rash rich. New paragraph endocrine. Okay, I got that. Then hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding, period. New paragraph past history, dementia, hypertension, depression, stroke due to cerebral aneurysm, hyperlipidemia, depression. New paragraph family history. My father died at 76 of heart failure, and he had hypertension, dementia, mental illness, and hyperlipidemia, period. Her mother died at 76 of hypertension, and she had hypertension and dementia. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed, period. She walked with a walker, period. She seemed relatively steady. No change. She didn't walk without change. She walked without major unsteadiness. Head and neck. She has decreased vision. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraction room is intact. Oral mucosa is normal. She's normal inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no master nodes. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS, cranial nerves are grossly normal apart from decreased vision, sensation intact, she can move all limbs adequately, no major asymmetry, gait was stable, new paragraph mental status. In orientation of time, she did not know the date, day, year, month, or season, period. In orientation of place, she knew what floor she was on, but couldn't tell me the place, city, state, or county, period. She's oriented as a person, period. She was less depressed than at other times. Musculoskeletal. His tenderness of the right, sorry, the left wrist was good hand grip, but there's pain with gripping, period. She can oppose her fingers with them adequately, period. There's no anatomical snuffbox tenderness, period. There's no deformity, period. Skin was unremarkable. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Taylor has pain in her left wrist since the fall today, and I will order ibuprofen 600 milligrams BID, period. Her most recent creatinine was normal, period. It was one. And that was on August 20th, period. New paragraph two, she has hypertension controlled with lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and it was 120 over 96 today, period. New paragraph three, she has history of recurrent depression and mood disorder, and I will continue. Depakote are 500 milligrams twice today, and Lamictal 100 milligrams daily, and Seroquel 200 milligrams at bedtime, period. She also does Sertraline 100 milligrams daily, plus bupropion 75 milligrams twice a day, period. Three, she has dementia, and I will continue donepezil 10 milligrams daily, period. Dementia could be Alzheimer's, but could also likely be due to drug abuse and a long-standing history of stroke, but it didn't seem as bad as the time of her aneurysm rupture, period. Four, she has history of headaches with a negative CT for acute illness, and I will continue the max all 10 milligrams if needed for migraines, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.